Hi guys, it's Ashlyn, and welcome to Parent Life. If you're new to my podcast, welcome, and if you're a regular, welcome back. Today I will not have headphones on, and it's just with my Mac computer. So if you hear any background noises, just know that it's just my house. Anyways, today I have a guest, and her name is
Morgan.
And today we're going to be talking about a couple different things. We're going to talk about autism, and we're going to talk about that as a parent and as a teacher, because I've been working in the field for 9 years with early education, and Morgan's been a parent with her son for
Three,
three, and then
yes.
worked with children as well. So we both have stories between us about children with autism. So, welcome.
Hey, I'm
My
so
friend Morgan.
excited. My first podcast, so I'm really nervous.
It's okay. I get nervous every time I do this too. So you're not the only one. Do you want any coffee or anything while we're doing
I didn't
this?
even think about that. Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
Coffee,
I can definitely do
probably.
that. Do you wanna so before we before I make coffee, sorry, I didn't think to ask you that. Do you let's go over some of the topics here. How has your journey been with Jackson? It's okay, I say his name, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so how has your journey been with Jackson?
It has been a roller coaster of emotions since having my son. It's different, I will say that, because I have a daughter who's older and she is not on the spectrum. So to have a child who is on the spectrum and needs more attention and more attentive care to the simple, you'd think the simplest things, it's really hard. And I stress all the time. But then there's like really good days where I see him like, "Hi, Mom." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this is the best thing in the world. I got to hear him say, Mom." And then I just, I geek out over littlest things. So yeah, there's really good days and then there's really bad days, but you just got to take them as they are. So.
I mean, yeah, I could, I don't know, because, but my kids,
Yeah.
our kids hang out, by the way, my fellow audience. We usually hang out almost
All
every
the
day.
time. My son says, "Up, friends," like he lives here.
Oh, he comes into my house like
He's
he
like,
was here.
"Hey,
I'm like, "Hi, Jackson." Oh, so I mean, I'm fine with that too, because I'm all like, we love hanging out with y'all. So I just like, oh man. But besides that, when you first found out that Jackson had autism, how did you personally deal with that? While you're talking about this, I'm definitely gonna make coffee, so
okay.
here you go.
When I first found out that he had autism, I was extremely, I had a lot of emotions going on. I put a lot of blame on myself, and I was very negative towards the title because I felt like my child can't be like that. I mean, just there was a lot of deflecting. It frustrated me to hear that, and I felt like the therapists were rushing into the idea that he had it just because he had small delays. But as a parent, everybody assumes we don't want to think our child has to struggle. So we all just assume, well, they'll catch up or they'll give him a little bit more time. So when I was told he had autism, I was like, oh, yeah, I don't think that's right. And I actually didn't believe it for about 3 months when his therapists were like, "Yeah, you need to kind of start working him with this, and this is what you'll need to start enrolling him in." I was like, "No, he'll catch on. He's good. He'll be all right."
As an educator, I think that's most parents. They have that whole "there's no way," that denial.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had, was denial. It was the worst.
Then I've met, I actually have a story. It's about a little girl. I was first working with Head Start when I came back to the States, and her name was Anaya, and she was the cutest little thing in the entire world. Well, we did a whole screening on this kid between vision, development, everything you could think of, and we got her medical paperwork, because when you work for Head Start, you get the child's medical work. And so we got all this. So when I first met Zanaya, we just got her medical records, and it turned out that she was already classified as autism when she was born.
Oh, wow.
She had a whole bunch of health issues that we didn't know about until we got the records from the doctors. Mom was in complete denial. Also, did not want her to have glasses. We found out that she was technically like blind and needed hearing aids. So, I had this little cute 2-year-old that needed a lot of
Of help,
help. She first off didn't know how to walk, didn't know how to crawl, didn't know how to sit at a table, didn't know how to feed herself, and was still being bottle fed.
It's just two.
She was 2.
Yeah. I've seen that in a lot of cases for children with autism.
Now, I think it's one thing as a parent to be in denial. It's another thing to abandon the idea or the concept
Absolutely.
as
That's
a
where,
whole.
yeah, I had to step in, and my parents were like, because my stepmom works like you. And so she pulled me aside one day and was like, look, regardless if he has to wear, because we also had to hear that because he couldn't walk, he may need to have
Braces.
braces on his legs. And she said, if he's got to wear a full body cast and he is nonverbal for the rest of his life, he is still your son and he's still Jackson. But please provide him with the medical needs because
If
it's going to
not,
benefit him.
they kind of fall
That's
through the crack.
neglect.
Yeah, they fall through the cracks. And that's like what we had to bring. We had to bring grandma in to have a conversation with mom because of how badly developed Zanaya was. Now, this is starting in like August that we got Zanaya. By the time December hit, this child was finally crawling. We were finally, lifting ourselves up on edges to want to stand. And we were slowly walking around items. That was a big progress. And we finally got glasses and hearing aids. And we're like sitting there like, oh my goodness, look, this child's taking flight because she's able to learn and to move. And she, granted, her interacting with peers was just like most lowercase autistic children. She did not make, it's not that she didn't want to make friends, she just didn't know how to make friends. And that's like what we saw in Zanaya, and I absolutely loved her. And I had to leave her. I had to leave her because I got a better job because I lived in Killeen and I had to drive to Temple every day, which was 30 minutes. I was all like, when the position opened up for Nolanville, I jumped on that ship. And I apologized to Zanaya and her mom because I made a relationship with both the parent and the child. Because like me and her mom got close, and I was her main
You
teacher,
advocated for that family,
and we got really connected. And it's not saying like I had another kid in there that has a very sad story, but we'll talk about that at a different time. Like it will break your heart because I had to deal with that. That was very hard. But as a parent who, I'm glad you didn't do what she did and went like full denial, full kind of like neglect, but we didn't want to call CPS because we just neglect's so hard to point out anyways.
Well, and there's simple things that you do as a parent. You feed them, you bathe them, you know. When your child comes out or you find out that your child has a developmental disability or developmental delay, sometimes as a parent, it's important that you get provide interventions for them, but internally, we're also having to suffer with that. Like, do we really do this? Is this something being pushed on us by the state or the government? Is this really what my child needs? And ultimately, we're the ones that make the best decision. So it's not neglect. I mean, it's tough. It's hard for everybody to make those decisions.
I feel like most parents that go through that, because that's not the only case that I've dealt with special needs, but that's like the was very prominent because like we were all shocked.
Yeah.
Like it was like So Morgan, I know that you have a sister that's also classified in the autistic spectrum. Because it's a spectrum.
Well, actually, so I have a stepsister who's on the spectrum, and that's why I'm so open to my son being comfortable with the diagnosis now, is because she was on the spectrum, but she graduated high school. She joined the Navy. She went to Japan. She got out of the Navy, but now she travels, and she's a, I think she's like a ski coordinator or something, or snowboarding coordinator, but she has a successful life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But my little sister, when she was younger, they thought she was deaf because she, you would call her name, she wouldn't turn around. You're looking at her, or you, like, from behind, you're clapping your hand, hey, hello, nothing. But then when you look at her and you're calling her name, I mean, she sees you and she's like, okay, but she didn't speak.
I wonder if it was just like she couldn't see you, so it was like, I'm not answering.
Yeah, and I really don't know what it was, because I know that they had her tested and she's not on the spectrum, but she did have some disabilities where she had to, like, see a speech pathologist and she has to have extra help in school. So, and she's graduating this year. But my dad interjected in a lot of the therapies because he was like, no, my kid does not have any problems. My kid's perfect. No way would my child. God.
Your dad's one of those parents?
Yeah, because it was like, how could you imagine that somebody tells you, like, look, I know you love your kid and all, but, like, this kid ain't right. And doctors have said that before, have worded things like that. Like, I get that this is your kid, but he's just not like the other kids. Well, maybe I don't want him like the other kids. Maybe I like him.
That he's not like the other kids. But to be like, oh, no, my child is like 100% normal, but they're not showing normal tendencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like answering their name.
Yeah.
When they're being called
on. So she got help a lot later, and my stepmom said she really wishes that they would have pushed harder when she was younger, got her therapy sooner. So that's why she's like, please step in and get Jackson the stuff now. I'm like, yeah, okay.
So. Well, I think that it's good to have therapy. So another kid that I had, his name was Samuel. Oh, my God. I love Samuel. Oh, he was my alligator boy. I'm telling you, he would come to class and he would be so excited. And I had to have these plastic alligators. And if they were missing, he would lose his ever-loving mind. Had no verbal communication, could walk, just couldn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really do well. He did well with one-on-one, but if it went past one-on-one, it was like, no, mm-hmm. It's too many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and his mom talked about it and everything. He's such a sweetheart. Like, I the last time I saw him was at Starbucks when I was on my way to Germany. Oh, I was like, Samuel, you're all big. So autism, I mean, it hits everybody differently. Mm-hmm. And it is a broad spectrum.
Yeah.
Because some people, you don't know that they're autistic until you're like, oh, yeah. I see that we're having issues, mm-hmm. comprehending other people's feelings.
And that's what my family asked. Since they diagnosed him, do they think he's going to be one of those children that when he's 30, he'll still be living with you, not knowing how to eat, drink, and after all his therapy that he's still – no, not even close. He's probably just going to have – he's on the milder side of it. I mean, even less than that, so.
I think he's going to be perfectly fine.
He will.
I mean, me and you talked about it yesterday where, like, he'll eventually catch up, but it's going to be on his own time and not on
anyone else's. Yeah.
And that's just children in general. When we talk about kids, everybody has their own timeline for everything.
Yeah. The issue of rushing children to be on that timeline that they need to be, that's where it's just causing a big problem.
It is. All right, guys, so we're going to end the podcast here. If you would like any more of these topics, if we could go into children or whatever, I'm going to have my email posted and my Facebook page. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Bye, guys. Bye.